This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're listening to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You with Ashley Parrish and Jessica Pfeiffer,
a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. As always, we are joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. Today's episode will be another guest interview. You'll hear Dr. Ken interview Jean Daly.
You know, Ashley, I think our listeners will appreciate how honest and real and relatable Jean Daly is in this interview.
It was really encouraging to me to hear her answer Dr. Ken in such an honest way. And I think our listeners are going to love it just as much as we did.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she talks a lot about how feeding the mouth that bites you changed her parenting and the effect it had on her relationship with her kids. And I just think that's so encouraging to parents to hear, you know, real life stories about how things are different because they are implementing some of these feeding the mouth that bites you principles.
Jean Daly is a wife, mother, and an advocate for children in foster care. She's a volunteer for Maple Star Colorado, an independent nonprofit organization providing foster care, clinical, and community support systems. Jean and her husband Jim have shared their home with foster children, both short and long term, since 2011. Jean also enjoys volunteering at the Flying Horse Foundation, helping provide equine-assisted learning for children who have experienced trauma. Jean was born and raised in Orange County, California, and has been married for 35 years to Focus on the Family's president, Jim Daly. Jean cherishes weekly Bible study, volunteering, relatively easily hikes, glamping, being an occasional guest on the Focus on the Family broadcast, and life with her two young adult sons. Jean, welcome to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You.
Well, thank you, Dr. Wilgus. I am thrilled to be here.
I'm so excited that you joined us. You were supposed to, I think, have lunch with me one time when we were there, and yes. You, some child thing you had to do, some mothering excuse, yes. I think was the thing.
Yes, I do not even remember what came up, but I'm right. So
what
sorry, I missed that.
We'll do this.
I'm such a huge fan of yours.
That's very cool. I'll mention that in a minute because that's very cool. So, first of all, though, the boys, Trent and Troy, yes. Are they gone from the house now?
No, one is, one isn't.
All right.
So Trent is, and then our younger one, Troy, who graduated last May, is not.
Okay. So now, if you'd had a girl, what would you have named her?
Trina? I don't know. No, we didn't even realize that this won't make Jim and I seem very smart. We did not even realize we were naming our boys TR names.
Come on. Really?
I'm serious. It was not intentional. We just liked this. We thought those were strong names and unique. We wanted unique. And
well, I believe that two of our three are named with A names, but that wasn't our plan. It just happened. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So, you already mentioned it. Yeah. You were the first one to actually find Feeding the Mouth That Bites You. What was tough for you when the boys got to be teenagers? Because that's when I knew you. And what was hard for you and what changed in your approach?
Oh, goodness. What was hard for me? Probably everything. Initially, that I would say I was a mom. I recognized I was a good mom of elementary age kids.
Okay.
I felt comfortable in that. And wow, just really felt out of my league when they became, you know, teenagers. And before I read your book, which I will get to, I was too controlling. I was too fearful. I think I really believed, I used to joke that I wanted to hermetically seal my kids, you know, and I really believed I could protect them from the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't.
Gene, there's no oxygen when you hermetically seal something. You know, it's a rather violent image.
absolutely. And then, so I was just making so many mistakes. I was trying to shape, especially my our oldest, who is strong, like his mother. I was trying to shape him into my image. I was trying to stuff him into that mold.
Sure.
And there's a lot of fear behind that. It's mostly fear. But I'm telling you, I am telling your listeners, reading your book and listening to your book revolutionized my parenting.
Did it make you feel better? I mean, the mistakes that you talked about, that's what we all do. That's the most common thing ever.
Yes, it made me feel better. And I just had to get over. I did what I did. I parented the way I did. And that's behind me. And I learned to apologize, especially again to my oldest son. I learned to apologize. I did not know how to apologize. I think prior to that, I thought it was weak. You know, I felt like I needed to be the strong parent, the role model. And I was pushing him away. That, you know, as your book talks about, that is a recipe for disaster. You will lose your relationship with your teen. And maybe you're 20 something and who knows, you as parents, we have got to figure that out. We have got to own that.
Yeah.
And I, because it fits with my personality, I truly almost memorized your book.
Really?
And I would say to the listeners, I think people should read it by the time their kids are age 11. Now, what do you...
Right. No, I think that's right. Very commonly, people will say that they really like the book. They wish they had read it earlier.
Yes. Yeah.
10 or 11. Yes. But you know what? Not before that. People are like, oh, I've got a three-year-old. I'm starting your book. Right. No. Relax. No. There's plenty of other books for that. Wait a few years.
And I think our boys were, I'm trying to remember if they were 14 and 16 by the time I read it.
Okay.
But, it just saved my relationship with my older son. It absolutely did. I started implementing everything in your book, just about everything. The freedoms
list.
Boundaries.
Yeah, yeah.
For your listeners, you know, that it's so great because it takes the emotion out of parenting.
How do you mean?
Just stop the arguments.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was the crazy mom. Oh my goodness. I vividly remember one time with my oldest son. He had lost the use of his cell phone, but I didn't have that cell phone. And he was leaving. And at this time, he was probably 6 inches taller than me.
Yes. At least. Yes.
And I'm literally jumping, trying to grab his phone from him. You know, just the wacko, screaming, crazy mom. And the freedoms and boundaries.
Yes.
Removes all of that. It's just the way it is. There's no arguments here. Oh, look at, you know, I don't have it in front of me, but, you know, you show them the sheet. Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry.
One of the things, I'm always pleased when it's helpful, but yeah, I thought it was courageous in your position because you're the focus on the family lady. And, you know, has that been difficult for you as a mom? Sort of, do people have expectations for, oh, she's the Christian mom and she and Jim know everything?
I would say yes and no. And the no comes from Jim truly has done an amazing job. He never wanted to put expectations on me. Yeah. And he told me that there are zero expectations for you with Focus on the Family. And so while he did not put those expectations on me, I think most of us as women, we just put such unrealistic expectations on ourselves. And so especially when the boys were younger, oh my goodness, yes, I felt like people thought I should be the perfect parent, perfect wife, but especially the perfect parent, and we should have perfect children. And I don't know how many people really expect that.
Right, right. But, it's like being the pastor's wife of this gigantic church, I would imagine. Right. So and that's where it got me to, you know, planned emancipation, the thing in the book is kind of tricky. Like, did you ever get parents that sort of looked at you strange? They're like, well, we're Christians, so we don't believe in letting our kids just do whatever. You know, it feels like not as caring, maybe.
I never got that pushback. And probably because, you know, I surround myself with a lot of like-minded people.
Sure.
So very gracious, loving friends and moms who were also in it and trying to navigate all of this. So I didn't experience that. And I think in part because we're older. That Jim and I had children later in life.
Yeah, you waited. You waited to have kids. What were you, like 37, 38?
I was a month away from being 30. Was it 39 and 41?
Okay.
Or 38 okay. and 40. Maybe 38 and 40.
Okay.
But late.
Okay.
Very late. I was not raised in a Christian home. Six kids in the home. And my mother did tell me and instill in me and my siblings that getting married and having children will ruin your life.
That's a common thing now. Like marriage and children is jail. Is often the way it's described to our girls.
And, you know, even though I had been a believer really all of my life since second grade, and so I knew what the Bible had to say about children and marriage, and yet, as most of us know, those messages from childhood are strong. Powerful.
Yes.
And I, at one point, I was even, so Jim was working at Focus on the Family. Jim started working with Focus on the Family.
Before kids.
Long before kids.
Didn't know that.
And we moved with the ministry from California to Colorado. And I worked for the ministry for 4 years right after we moved here. and didn't have children. And I was very aware of the hypocrisy of that. I'm working for a ministry that's all about families. And we didn't have children. I was afraid. And I did my brothers, there was tragedy in their lives. There was, so it was pretty traumatic.
Sure.
With alcoholism and suicide. So I was afraid to have children. So my mind knew it was the right thing to do, but my heart just couldn't do that. And eventually I came to the point where I realized, okay, I'm closing, the window may be closed already. I need to open my clenched fist and let God have this last aspect of my life. And having children, you know, it brings tears to my eyes. You know, it's challenging, but it's just the greatest joy of my life. I wish, and because we were older, I didn't feel we could have more. And we wish we had more.
We are going to pause right here for today. If you'd like to hear the rest of this interview, please join us over on Patreon. Our Patreon link is below in the show notes.
Thanks for joining us today. Hit the subscribe button so you won't miss an episode. Also, leave us a review. This is how other listeners find our podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Feeding the Mouth.
We appreciate you and would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, thoughts, or ideas about what we've discussed today, please email us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com.
This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.